Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the FortCast, the official podcast of Fort Healthcare. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Anderson, ENT doc and president and CEO. I am really excited today. We have two guests on today's episode of the FortCast. November is National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month, and this is a topic very near and dear to my heart as my grandfather suffered from Alzheimer's. And so I'm really engaged and really want to learn today with the two amazing people I have on the FortCast. And we have with us Tanya Runyard and Lisa Rudolph. So Tanya, could you go ahead and introduce yourself for our listeners, please?
Yes. So my name is Tanya Runyard, and I am the Dementia Care Specialist for the Aging Disability Resource Center of Jefferson County.
Gotcha. And where is that center located? Which city in Jefferson County?
We are located right here in Jefferson.
Wonderful. Well, it's great to have you. And Lisa, can you introduce yourself, please?
Certainly. I am Lisa Rudolph. I am the Director of Inpatient and Education Services. I also happen to be the facilitator of our dementia-friendly task force here at Fort Healthcare.
Well, I thank you both a great deal for being on this episode. And, you know, let's just dive right in because this is such an important topic. Dementia and Alzheimer's, we're going to talk a little bit about the difference of the two, but it is such an important topic today in healthcare and aging population. So just to start us off, Tanya, can you just please give us a bit of an overview of Alzheimer's disease?
Sure. What I'd like to talk about really is what it is as compared to dementia. A lot of times when people think of Alzheimer's disease, they think that dementia and Alzheimer's disease is the same thing, and it really is not. Dementia is an umbrella term, and I'd like to compare it to an umbrella like dog would be an umbrella. Underneath dog, you would have different breeds of dogs. So underneath the umbrella of dementia, you have different types of dementia. One type is Alzheimer's disease, which is the most common type of dementia, which is about 60 to 80% of people who are diagnosed with dementia have Alzheimer's disease.
Well, that's very well explained, Tanya. I'm glad you clarified that because I think it's very common for people to confuse the two terms. So just to reiterate, Alzheimer's is a form of dementia, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, and Lisa, I understand when we talk about dementia as a whole, there's several key aspects to dementia. Can you tell us more about that?
Certainly. There are really four key aspects about all forms of dementia. They are that two parts of your brain are dying. Dementia cannot be fixed or stopped. Dementia is constantly changing as it is a progressive illness. And unfortunately, it's always terminal.
So when you say there's two parts of your brain that are dying, can you get a little bit more specific on that? Is it two specific parts or is it just more of a global definition?
More of a global definition, just so that we understand that there are parts of your brain that are dying and that is what leads to some of the symptoms that a person living with dementia would have.
Okay. And I can tell you, we at Fort Healthcare, we take dementia very seriously. We know it affects a lot of our population. It affects a lot of our patients. So what has Fort Healthcare done, Lisa, to kind of serve the need of our patients in our community from a dementia standpoint?
We've done lots of really good things. For the past 2 years, we have partnered with UW-Madison. They've done a program, a research study about having a toolkit for healthcare organizations to become dementia-friendly. So we partnered with them. We helped make the toolkit. We did some of their role plays so that they could figure out what would be part of the toolkit. And then they gave us the toolkit for us to use. So the last year, we've been utilizing this toolkit in lots of different ways. We've done education with staff and providers. We've done some computer education. We've also done some return demonstration and role plays where someone plays the part of the person living with dementia. Another person plays the caregiver, and we go through some of those instances that might happen while they're here at the hospital or within Fort Healthcare, such as getting their labs drawn and things like that. We've done some presentations, And again, we've involved providers and the healthcare staff that we employ.
So that sounds like you've done a lot. So I want to reiterate that Ford Healthcare is a dementia-friendly organization, and that is driven by purpose, that is driven by our mission and vision. And there's a lot of resources that go into that because we want patients or family members that are taking care of other family members with dementia, that we want them to have a great place to obtain their care. So Lisa, you kind of head those efforts to not only attain the dementia-friendly status, but to maintain it, to continue it into the future.
I do. We have a task force called the Dementia Friendly Task Force that's made up of providers. They're also made up of staff from several different departments. A lot of the people on the task force have a personal connection with dementia, a family one, a loved one, and things like that. And that is really who's been an integral part of us becoming a dementia friendly organization.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. Now, I know Ford Healthcare cannot do this without our partners. So, Tanya, can you talk a little bit about your partnership with Ford Healthcare or our partnership with you, and maybe what sort of resources are available at the county level?
Sure. So I just want to explain what the ADRC is. The ADRC is the best kept secret, we think. It's called the Aging Disability Resource Center. And what that is a place for the general public to come. And it's an entry point for information and assistance on different programs that we offer, regardless of income and disabilities. So we help older adults, 60 plus, adults with physical or developmental disabilities, and children with disabilities as they transition into that adulthood. And then we also offer help to caregivers, concerned family members, friends, and guardians of older folks as well. And so some of the things that we offer are dementia care programs, such as memory cafes and different educational type programs that are all free to the public. And we also offer different programs like transportation. We offer home delivered meals and senior dining sites. And we also offer elder disability resource specialists and resource and information specialists. So folks that can help you with going through the Medicare process.
I got to say, Tanya, you have a lot of resources. And when you say it's the best kept secret, when you're listing all the resources that you have, I agree with you. I mean, things might change after this episode of the Fordcast, Tanya. Well, you may have all kinds of people calling you now, but how does somebody seek out the ADRC's help or their resources? Do they just simply call? Do you need a provider to start that process? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. They can just call us at 920-674-8734. We also have a website, and we also are on Facebook. So they can seek out Jefferson County Government, and we are under that umbrella.
Well, I like how you included the phone number in that, Tanya. That was great. Hopefully people are writing it down, because when you look for resources for patients with dementia and families that are dealing with dementia, the thought is that there's just not enough of them. And it is wonderful to see your organization kind of stepping up and saying, hey, we have resources. Give us a call. Contact us. We are here to help you.
Exactly. And we would love to be that resource for Ford Healthcare patients.
Well, Tanya, I can just tell you, we enjoy all of our partnerships. And this is just another example of a partnership where we can't deliver the care that we want to without our partners. And nobody can do it by themselves. No organization can do it by itself. You really have to engage community partners all the way to the county level like yourself. And we at Ford Healthcare, thank you for all your efforts.
Thank you. We enjoy working with you as well.
And then Lisa, can you talk a little bit more about, you mentioned we do some work with UW-Madison, is that right? With the University Hospitals with the dementia?
Yeah, we partnered with them to get rolling on becoming dementia friendly. They put out a fabulous toolkit and had a lot of resources available to us to make that a pretty easy transition. We also collaborate with other folks in the community too. So for instance, we have a representative on the task force that's from the Dwight Foster Fort Atkinson Library System. We have Tanya from the ARDC. We have some other community partners too that we are gathering information and resources. So when patients enter our organization, we're able to give them a pamphlet that has those resources available within the community in Jefferson County. It's been a real big part of our journey on becoming dementia friendly, and we're pretty proud of it.
Yeah, and hats off. Great job having Ford Healthcare be part of this community, be part of this care, and to get that dementia-friendly status. It means a lot to all of us at Ford Healthcare and our community. Tanya and Lisa, I can't thank you enough for being part of this episode of The Forecast. To our listeners out there, please, please understand that resources are available. Tanya did talk about them. Please seek them out if you or a loved one needs them. They are here to help you. We, of course, are here to help you also at Ford Healthcare. So Tanya and Lisa, thank you again for being on this episode.
Appreciate your invite.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for listening today. Again, this is Dr. Michael Anderson signing off on this episode of the Fordcast. Please visit our website for our complete podcast library. We have many topics that we have talked about. Please share it on your social channels as well if you enjoyed this episode. Otherwise, have a great day, and we'll be talking to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.